Debbie Dorian, Christmas Day, Seaview, Stealing Sons Cup winner. Great feeling.
Oh my goodness. It's just the best feeling I've had in a long, long time. The last Christmas final when we lost 1-0 down Eden. It affected me so much. You know, I had a bad time in my personal life, and Christmas just rounded off an absolutely horrible year. But, you know, nice, I'm on the other side of it, and it's an absolutely fantastic feeling. And I'm just so happy that the players put in a performance and played the way I know we can. We can actually be better than that. You know, we scored some good goals today, and there's lots of good passages of play. But I really wanted us to take the game out by the roots and showcase ourselves, and I think we've only done that in patches. Probably could have scored 3 or 4 more goals in the end. We missed maybe 3 1-on-1s with our goalkeeper, and we had to defend a lot of long ball, a lot of balls in the box, long throw-ins, corners, but that's what we expected, and we planned on it. We'd worked in set pieces on Monday night and at training, and you know, I thought the young lads did themselves proud today.
A lot of standout performances. Jake Corbett obviously gets man of the match. Yep. Two headed goals.
Yep.
You know, so he stood out. But you could go through the rest of them. And
that's right.
All out, couldn't you?
To be fair, Alex, the goalkeeper, was fantastic today. Every single ball in the box, Alex came and claimed, and that gives a back three so much confidence that your keeper is calling for a ball and you know he's going to come for it and he's keeping it. So Alex is fantastic. Ross Larkin, who has been in around the first team, Ross is only a young lad himself, and he was superb today as well. Jake Corbett and Trey Hume in the centre midfield, brilliant. And you've got flashes of brilliance from Charlie at times. It's just get rounded off by a fantastic goal. So and just want to say about Adam Carroll, was obviously disappointed you know, be on the bench today. You know, he's been out injured a long time. But Adam Carroll's attitude and application to reclaim was A1. He's brilliant.
You mentioned Alex Moore coming and collecting the ball.
Yep.
But I think it was about the 90th minute.
Yep.
Their boy had about 6 yards out. He shot point blank. And Alex made a stunning save. And one of the defenders got it off the line.
That's right.
I mean, you know, 2-1. Those are the you know, incidents that win or lose cups on it.
100%. Alex was a man mountain today. You know, he's got a great future ahead of him. He really, really has. And you know, Alex, hopefully he'll play for an infield first team on a regular basis, because he's what a man he is. He's just superb.
And the defender got it off the line, went for the corner. And you know, Charlie Allen broke from his 18-yard box, ran the whole length of the pitch in injury time to get 3-1.
That's right. It was
an exciting finale.
Absolutely brilliant. The crowd obviously loved that goal, because they want a man for it to break to as well. Charlie's great pace, he's great technique with the ball at his feet, and just a superb way to win a football match, you know, to finish it off. Great day.
So whether it's Trey or Jake or Charlie or Dale Taylor, who excelled again.
Yeah,
today,
Dale Taylor at 15, my goodness.
Great future for all these boys.
Here, obviously, you know, fair play to David, you know, David Healy gives these lads so much opportunity to be in around the first team players. And Dale Taylor at 15 years of age, playing against 3 grown men there at the back, and he's hitting them and battering them and chasing them and being first to the ball. He epitomises everything that he's about.
And for the supporters, it's Christmas Day.
Yep.
It's a double header with Boxing Day tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
Wouldn't
that be good?
That sets us up nicely for hopefully more success in
a really
tomorrow.
I really hope so. The Linfield Glentoran matches are always special, and wouldn't it be fantastic to go to the Oval and get 3 points and keep us right where we should be, right at the top of the league.
You've done your bit today in bringing that beautiful, famous, prestigious old trophy back to Windsor
Park. My God, it is beautiful.
You will enjoy tonight. I'm sure you didn't enjoy last night, but I'm sure you will enjoy tonight.
I never, you know, I had to behave myself last night, no alcohol, but I'll make up for it tonight. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Cheers, Aldi.
Stephen Sons Cup winners.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Cheers, Aldi.
Cheers, man.
Top man.
Cheers,
you.
Ta.